With the 8 a.m. headlines. In local news, new Queensland legislation will ban children under 16 from using e-bikes and e-scooters, requiring all riders to hold at least a learner's license. Other changes include reducing the speed limit on footpaths to 10 kilometres an hour and enabling police to randomly breath test riders. More powerful devices with a top speed above 25 kilometres will be classed as a motorcycle or moped, meaning they can only be used on a road and require registration and insurance.
Meanwhile, the Australian Youth Orchestra is exploring the connection between maths and music at the World Science Festival on Thursday this week. Old stereotypes often convey creative pursuits like music and art as polar opposites to subjects such as maths and science. But for those who are experts in these fields, music, science, and maths are closely intertwined, from harmonics to the circle of fifths. According to Jonathan Radford, a UK-based saxophonist, quote, pattern, symmetry, proportion, and the search for beauty are ideas we all recognise. Radford is about to debut a new concerto inspired by pure mathematics called Three Mathematical Diversions. The work is part of a broader programme by Australian Youth Orchestra's Momentum Ensemble. The concert, Beautiful Equations, brings together music, maths and the sciences as part of the World Science Festival in Brisbane, inviting audiences to hear how these disciplines intersect.
In national news, political leaders are grappling with the fallout from the South Australian election, where a surge in support for One Nation has sent shockwaves through the major parties. Despite Labor retaining power, One Nation's significant primary vote increase has prompted calls for urgent reform in political advertising truth laws. Concurrently, the Liberal Party is now facing internal pressure for constitutional change after their primary vote plummeted to historic lows. Meanwhile, Federal Energy Minister Chris Brown is urging Australians to remain calm and avoid hoarding petrol as a very severe global fuel crisis begins to impact local supplies. The government has confirmed that 6 fuel tankers destined for Australia have been cancelled or deferred due to escalating war in the Middle East. While current stocks are expected to last until late April, authorities are warning of bumps in the supply chain and potential food price hikes as freight costs soar.
In international news, Donald Trump took to his Truth Social platform last night to announce that he has postponed strikes on Iran's energy infrastructure after what he says have been, quote, very good and productive conversations with Iran that could result in, quote, complete and total resolution in the war. But Iran has denied these conversations took place, accusing the US of spreading, quote, fake news to, quote, manipulate the oil markets. Despite Iran's denial that any negotiations occurred, Mr. Trump has claimed that talks would continue, quote, throughout the week. On Saturday evening, local time, Mr. Trump gave Iran a 48-hour deadline to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, saying he would, quote, obliterate Iranian power plants. Meanwhile, Israel has launched fresh strikes on Iran and Lebanon, while Iran has attacked the Gulf states. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers later today. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.